Well, good afternoon, Matt, and welcome back to the Randall Report, and welcome all listeners, of course.
Good afternoon.
Yes, and we can be contacted, you know. It's always worth mentioning.
What's the contact?
Well, there you go, you see. You've got Twitter, well, formerly Twitter, which is now X.
Twitter.
At the Randall. _report mm-hmm. And we're on Instagram, of course, the _Randall_report, and I can always be emailed at therandallreport@gmail.com.
Oh.
And of course we're on a host of other listening platforms, but anyway, let's get on with today's show.
What today, are we talking about today then?
Well, I thought we'd have a little bit of a rant about the US presidential debate.
Your tummy.
Well, you know, you can always. I think you'll find that's
a motorbike.
Passing jet or a helicopter. You know, okay. we do, of course, live in the city, so a variety of helicopters, hospital, police. Yeah, etc. Media.
Yes.
Do pass by. And of course, the odd odd big military helicopter.
Yes, they fly from Victoria Park.
That's
they?
It. They sometimes. Come for a day out and a picnic, I yeah, suppose.
They no. Do. Drop the kids off.
Drop the kids off at the pool. Which is an English expression, if you've never heard to it, for our American listeners. That is really going for a boo. Dump. Or nice. Other words nice that fit having, the same nice description.
If somebody's having their lunch and you mentioned the dump.
Yes, if you're listening to this at lunchtime, well, let's
cover your ears.
Cover your ears. Let's hope you're not eating sausages. So anyway, yes, I thought we'd talk about the US presidential debate that took place this last week.
You watched the debate, didn't you?
Well, I watched it all, actually.
What do you think?
I'd seen a little thing on the news about it, so I decided to record it as we were asleep.
And what do you think about
it? What did I think about it? I know they're kind of saying that Biden made a bit of a hash of it. I mean, I have to say, I think there was a few good lines that came from him. He did appear to fumble. But, you know, the thing I can't get my head around.
Hasn't he got a stammer?
Well, this is a it. Stutter. Nobody mentions his speech impediment.
Yes, like the King, what is his name? King Charles II. George the Fifth.
No, it wasn't George the Sixth. Was it the Queen's dad?
Dad, George the Sixth.
Oh, I thought it was
George the Fifth was King Henry was
anyway, Edward's, we'll have a history lesson
was
another Edward's, day, folks.
Was because Edward's son.
So. Well, okay, so
it was King George the Sixth, Queen's
Dom,
father.
You finished explaining
the Queen's what? Father.
And right, okay. So you finished explaining, we'll be on another king or queen, respectively.
Had a stammer. That's why the film was called The King's Speech.
So everybody knows this. This is common knowledge. We know it over here. You must know it over there in the USA.
Of course they do.
Why is it none of the media ever pay him the respect to actually... put some perspective when he starts fluffing his words and because you can actually visibly see
it depends what media is reporting it.
Well, I found this right across the board, including in the English media.
But the thing is, the job of the media is to sensationalize everything. So they don't look at the rest of the speech. They take that little bit out of what he said. And they put it over every single news broadcast to make him look bad. And if you watch the whole speech, you can see how he was speaking. He was speaking quite eloquently.
And most of the time.
Most of the time.
And a good background on knowledge.
I said, hello, where's the detail. Other person, who we're not going to mention
substance.
His name, who was just lying and just talking nonsense.
Well, we have to mention his name. Everybody knows who he was.
I don't have to mention his name because everybody knows who yes. you're talking about. It's not even worth his name being mentioned.
Wow.
All right, okay. So
I like your impartiality, by the way.
But I didn't watch the whole thing, so tell me what you think about the whole thing. I'll tell you what I think.
Well, you know, as I said, I find it pretty despicable that the media, every time, they just want to jump on this thing, and it's gross ageism. And I'm not saying for one moment that that he should be running for president. Maybe he shouldn't. But then the people who are around him say that he's
quite capable, closer,
that yeah. he's perfectly capable, because he's really on the ball.
Yeah, he's capable of doing the job.
And I don't know whether you saw the clip of the speech that he gave after
debate. Yes, I saw some of it. Yes.
Where he said, I might not be able to debate as well as I used to, or be able to do X and Y as I used to.
I still got it.
You know, and I thought it was a really impassioned, bold speech. And so the point is, you know, when somebody is unrehearsed and gets questions fired at them, and they don't know what those questions are going to be, and they have a speech impediment and a stammer,
makes you nervous.
That automatically brings that stammer to the fore.
Yeah, because it makes you nervous.
It actually makes the stammer worse.
Yeah.
And thus, I find it a bit despicable that the news media and that people don't make an allowance for it. You know.
But what I thought was brilliant was the fact that his two ex-presidents, Obama and Clinton, were supporting him.
Mm.
And who was supporting the other guy? Nobody was supporting him. No ex-presidents came out to support the other guy, did they?
That's a very interesting point.
So, to me, that says a lot about Biden, because he's both worked in the administration. I'm sure he's worked in both administrations. He's been in government since the 1950s.
Well, he's been around a long time.
I think it's from the 1950s or 1960s. Yeah. He's been around in government in and out since the 1950s. So he knows a lot of people, not just Republicans, you know, not just Democrats, but also Republicans. And some Republicans actually like him. Because he's quite a genuine man.
Mm.
From what I hear, because I watch a lot of American programs, especially daytime programs, and they say he's
another world.
No, it's not another world.
You do watch programs like that?
I watch The View.
Oh, The View, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's quite good. It's like There Are Loose Women, but it's better.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. But
anyway. Are they loose as well?
No, it's got nothing to do. No, it's got really good.
I thought you were suggesting that they were loose.
No,
women.
It's called The View. It's called The View. Our Loose Women in this country, in England.
All right.
Anyway, it's a daytime program. They give a good overview of what they think American people are, because they've got different people, different parties, different professions, different. Just the different people on there.
And okay.
Different, you know, so it's interesting what they thought. And a lot of Republicans like Biden because he knows a lot of them, and he's worked with these people across party
bipartisan arrangement. Yes.
So he
which
knows,
nobody talks. No, they don't so talk about those things.
And he's
the intricacies
he's
quite an established,
and the nuance. And those people,
the substance.
Exactly. And those people who are senators in America, when you're a senator or like an MP in England, if you're a person that people respect, a lot of people in different parties respect you because of the work you've done.
Right.
But they don't look at that. People are very fickle. They just look at certain things, especially nowadays.
So, you know, like the thing that for example...
Especially nowadays with social media, the way people look at things. They don't pay attention to anything. Their memory is so short. You know, they look at things like TikTok. So it's like two seconds or 3 seconds of somebody doing something, and there'll be lots of memes, and it's just insulting. And it just pisses me off because I think...
Well, yeah.
Don't show... If you're going to show something and you're going to tell the truth about it, show it all.
Mm.
Don't just show bits and pieces of it.
No.
This is what the media does. They show you a section of it, and then they criticize and say, yeah, this is what he was like. He's this, is that. Like showing him pictures of him tripping up the stairs of planes and coming down, just tripping down a just one or two steps. That doesn't mean that he's falling down steps all the time. They put all these clips together. It could have been over
number of years. I've said this.
It's just wrong.
I've said this before that, you know.
It's just nonsense. It's just nonsense.
Obviously, I'm not in my 80s. And I've lost count of how many times since a teenager that I've tripped up.
Yeah, it's just
I've tripped up in front of famous people before just, now, flat on my face.
It's just nonsense.
You know, so age...
nothing to do with his age. That man is fitter than the other guy.
Exactly, Mr. Two Hamburgers a Day.
Have you seen his neck, Biden's neck, how strong his neck is and how fit he looks? He's not overweight.
This is what I mean? No, exactly. It's a stick.
It's just insulting that they the media
characterize serious politics down to the its basis level, which is somebody tripping up, fumbling over a few words.
It's rubbish.
And don't get me wrong, they did it on the other side. When Trump was president and he suggested it was okay, we've got to remember this, folks, that he suggested it was okay to inject bleach into yourself in order to get rid of the COVID virus. And he was sort of like, can we do something about that, fellas? You know, sort of, you know, something with the bleach, something with the disinfectant. I mean, can you imagine?
It's a pity he didn't do it for himself when he had COVID.
Can you imagine? You know, the whole concept of one of the most powerful politicians in the world being so amiss to make such suggestions. So, you know, for me, watching that debate the other day, I overlooked his fluffs and his things because understanding that he has a stammer, and I think it's a remarkable thing that somebody who clearly has a defining disability that is very, from a psychological point of view, very difficult to deal with, because when you speak to them, is in such a, enters politics and has to place himself in all those situations. Probably one of the reasons he did it, push himself out of his comfort zone. Confident. But for people to forget that instead of concentrating on the substance of what he was saying, the facts, the figures, the numbers and everything else.
They conveniently forget it.
And interestingly, I think...
And the media is terrible because they just pretend like it doesn't exist, and yet it does exist.
I think on the fact check, it was undoubted that there was a lot of deceit on Trump's behalf in that debate, and a lot of fact and substance, which, as I said, is what I prefer to concentrate on, from Biden's side. Now, folks, you know...
We get it here. You know, this, the same with the debates here. When
do you think...
When the person who's actually doing the debate doesn't stop one person from talking, she just lets the person rant and rant and rant.
Yeah.
And then she, when the other, when Keir Starmer was talking and Rishi Sunak was trying to answer him, she was stopping him in mid-conversation and asking him questions. Mm. I just thought it was quite insulting.
Well,
none of the media pick up on that.
They don't
pick up on it, but it's terrible to see that.
I just find that politics has become a bad-mannered business. Because here you've had this thing this last week with Nigel Farage, Reform Party, and one of the canvassers had an aide, and there's been all sorts of conjecture over this, but nevertheless was on camera, Channel 4, I believe, and was heard to refer to Rishi Sunak as an effing packy. And we seem to have had a lot of this creeping in UK politics, and most notably, since people like Donald Trump, and let's be about right, well, Farage is one of his greatest apologists.
Yeah, it's one of his friends, apparently.
that you know, Donald Trump started this, engaging in this prior to his 2016 election as president, you know, in some of the, you know, mimicking and berating the disability of John McCain, is it? And quite honestly, I've never found any agreement in McCain's policies and political views. But, you know, as I don't with Rishi Sunak, but I deplore the very idea that somebody should be calling Rishi Sunak an effing packy, or for that matter, berating people like John McCain or Joe Biden or any number of other people that that Trump has mimicked, especially, you know, with disabilities. It's just vile. It's a vile habit that politics has got into. And I can't understand why, you know, as I've said many a time, why in the USA you could even contemplate the idea of having that man as your greatest statesman.
Apparently, Farage will not... He keeps saying these people are not part of his party, but it's only now, after, was it how many weeks these people have been in his parties, that they've actually got rid of them? Because he kept on saying, oh, no, these people can't, I can't get rid of them because they're on the ballot now, so they can't get rid of them. But how suddenly now they're not right in the party anymore?
No, that's it.
Suddenly they're not around. So now it's just nonsense.
Yes, it is. You know, now then.
He has
now
these racist people in his party, doesn't... Take him out of there.
Well, yes, that is absolutely right. But we're not talking about our election this week. We're talking about the presidential debate, darling. Anyway, so I wanted to sort of kind of touch, but you've made me lose my thread of thought on some of the stuff that went down during the presidential debate, and the usual Trump, I'm the greatest, the greatest at this, and he's had the greatest mental test because apparently he had a mental test, and you know, he's the greatest golfer, of course, and that needs no translation, does it?
No,
and so, yeah, you know, we must keep this polite, of course.
Mm.
So, how do you think that plays to the American public now they've had the pleasure of Trump's presidency for 4 years, between 2016 and 2020? Do you think they're wearing of that kind of
some people are.
Nonsense? Where's the substance in what he's doing?
Some people are wary of him and wearing his rhetoric, but some people will still vote for him. They'll still vote for him no matter what he does. The man could be in prison before the election and they'll still vote him in for prison. What other job you can be in and you can be a convicted felon and still be president? What kind of world are we living in where this, you know, what job can you be in? You know, you're convicted of all these different crimes and you're still running for office. I mean, what kind of world is it?
Well, of course, he's still denying, funny enough, he brought this up.
Doesn't make any sense.
He's still denying that despite all this thing of the payoff,
you can't even vote.
That he had sex with the...
But you can't vote if you're a convicted felon in the States, can you?
I don't know. Well, that's an interesting point. That if you can't vote as a convicted felon,
how could you run for president?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't know whether you can or you can't.
That doesn't make any
sense.
If
it is the case that you can't vote as a convicted felon in the United States,
that you can run for president,
but somebody can vote for you, seems to me to be a bit odd. So,
anybody, if that was anybody else, they would have lost their job by now, or lost any kind of reputation. They were. He seems to be sort of soldiering on. Doesn't make any sense to me. Who are these people that are supporting him? I don't know. Who are they? I just don't understand
that. What these?
The people that support him.
Well, you know where they sort of generally are. No, you mean his base.
Yeah, but then you've got other Republicans who are supporting him, but they're not actually. I don't understand why they're not all of them are.
Well, you see, it's a bit like this argument that's gone on over here with Keir Starmer and when Jeremy Corbyn was leader of the Labour Party, and as Keir Starmer supported them, and then they lost the election, and now Corbyn is out of the party altogether. I believe. Starmer has had difficulty in answering that question as to, but you supported him before.
Yeah, he supported the leader because he was the leader.
Exactly. So I think you'll find a lot of these Republican senators are behind Trump because it's like, well, we want power. And if we want power...
So they're desperate to put anybody in there. They don't care who it is.
Well, you know...
I mean, really.
I know this is a bad look to make an analogy of Adolf Hitler, but a similar situation took place in Germany during the 1933 election, and there was no overall majority, so... They had to look at some kind of coalition and who was going to be in charge of that coalition as, you know, the main guy. And I don't know whether it was von Bismarck or one of the people in Germany. They actually said, right, OK, well let's put Adolf Hitler in there as leader, you know, because... Okay, I know he's this and he's that and there's the other, but we can manage him.
Really?
And very quickly, of course, they found they couldn't manage him. So the irony of that story is, you know, here you've got a man in the US who, by what you have seen, and even in the debate, and I wanted to touch on this, is the fact that about the question, I'll come to it, the question of him, if he was to lose the election, would he abide by the Constitution?
Of course
I'll come back to that question. But it's, you know, that whole kind of contemplation, if you like, that now you've got a leader, you've got some form on the person from last time, notwithstanding
more form.
Six.
More form.
More form, you know.
Ever before.
34 guilty counts of indictments relating to this paying off of Stormy Daniels, etc. So, and more to come. And by that very point, you've got that information. You're contemplating and putting in the top job. And the problem I have with a lot of Republican senators is they need to know when to get rid of their man. Yeah, in this country, we have seen a number of prime ministers come and go in the last 5 years, and all ousted, of course, by their own party. That they suddenly realise that the person that they thought was going to do a good job has made a complete pig's ear of it, so they're forced out, like Liz Truss, after 44 days.
Yes, but the thing is...
44 days, too long.
You mean to tell me there's no other person that could have represented the Republicans?
Well, this is the point.
This is what I can't understand.
This is what I don't get, you know.
Only him. I mean, really?
Exactly.
And all the ones that were there dropped out.
Well, you know...
Because they haven't got enough money to sustain the campaign.
It's the problem of politics that the principle gets put to one side in favour of just winning. So it's a bit like one of these cyclists who cheats their way to the top of the Tour de France year after year after year.
Yes.
And it only you find out later that it was with the assistance of a lot of drugs.
And doctors.
And
prescribing.
Jiggery pokery and what have you. So the point is, you know, if you overlook that principle of winning fairly, squarely on the arguments and on the substance, then you know why we have a real big issue in Western politics now with apathy and mistrust of our political classes, because they've forgotten about serving the people and it's just about winning. And I really hope that Starmer, who's promised to make a government if he wins, to serve the people rather than the party, I hope he does, of course.
I believe that he would. He will.
You know, in the States at the moment, you're contemplating the whole prospect of putting a man in the White House that is, you know, his form already, and it ain't great. And you're looking and picking, and I say to Republicans, you need to look to yourselves to make sure you've got the right bloke, because if not, you might find that will either be the end of the Republican Party, or your country will end up some kind of horrible dictatorship. I think Wade versus Roe kind of implies this, you know, an authoritarian, it's an authoritarian and regressive policy to have overturned Wade versus Roe, I should say. So anyway, that's what I can't figure out. How he could even get into the job in the first place.
But as you said before, they get what they vote, whatever they vote for, that's what they're going to get.
Because people need to look deeper, pick up a manifesto if they have such things in the USA. It is actually very important to dig into, because, you know, when I hear people, I heard Anthony Joshua, you know, coming to the great boxer, Anthony Joshua talking the other day on a TV program. And he said, I won't really vote because, you know, it's kind of, don't really know about these things. It's like kind of not really interested. And it's like, how can you not be interested? People fought to have the freedom to vote and to choose. How can you sit on your hands? That's because, but at the same time,
that's because people don't realise that the political is personal.
But exactly. And for and God's it's
about,
sake.
Politics is about you. It's about your life. For God's sake, it's about everything you do in life that's concerned about your life is political.
That's right.
Okay? So whether you are gay, straight,
and before you trans, make that choice, before you make
black,
that choice,
white is all political. Why do you think people fighting in different countries for rights? They're fighting for rights, you know, because they didn't have any.
Yeah.
They fought for the right to vote. They fought for the right to actually be together. Like gay people fought for the right to be together, to be married, to adopt children, to be able to have children, to be able to live in peace without being discriminated against, whether they're in their job, whether, you know, in their life, you know, it's people fought for these things. And people who don't think about these things need to think about them, because these things are very important.
This is it, you see. So,
and this is the problem with these. And he's a person.
Have you finished your rant yet?
No, I haven't finished my rant yet.
You carry on.
And somebody who's in that position to influence other people should know better.
Yes.
So they're saying, I'm not going to vote. I don't know nothing about these things. But when it suddenly affects you in your life, that's when you wake up and go, oh, I've been asleep.
You know, I think it's incumbent on us all.
And there's a lot of people like that. There's a lot of people like that. Oh, I don't know anything about
But politics. It's also, I don't want to talk about politics. I've not done that before. Like,
honestly.
But at the same time, you know, it is just as important before you cast your vote to really give yourself a bit of extra knowledge. Because what I can't bear to see is people who haven't thought it through. And because we've seen that in this country. And in America, you've already had a taster, 4-year taster. And you can't, we look at it from this side of the pond. And I don't see much good in that 4 years. But of course, he argued in the debate that, you know, there were no wars when he was president. These things are simply not true. You know, there was none of this, none of that. I don't seem to remember him saying that his, you know, mate Kim Jong-un, you know, he got pally with for 5 minutes and then fell out with him. Very short bromance that was, wasn't it? You know what I mean? Two people with a ridiculous hairdos. You know what I mean? Toss up as to who's got the worst. Comb over versus chop topiary. That's hedge cutting.
But the thing is, I think he's going to get in because the way that people are looking at Biden, it's not nice, and they're just saying he should stand down.
Well, it's a long time. He shouldn't, you know, stand down. They always say.
But I mean, I'm telling you, I think he's going to get back in again.
Well, you know, they say,
and it's not good. Not good for the world.
A week is a lifetime in politics, so I'm sure there's plenty to glean between now and November. But hey, you know, one of the things I wanted to touch on in that debate, because you only saw little bits and pieces on it, as usual, of course, it's this rhetoric that comes from Trump about immigrants, illegal migrants coming across the border, coming through the, you know, where was this wall that was supposed to keep them out that you built, Mr. Trump? Sorry, not with your bare hands, I know, but otherwise you'd be thinner. what happened to the wall that was supposed to keep these people out? I evidently, that didn't work. Did it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so... but this idea that Trump purveys that all these people coming across the border are either fitting into the following categories: murderers, rapists, people from mental asylums. I think they were the main three.
But this is the same man.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
This is the same.
There ain't that many mental people in the world.
Trump is the same man that said that Native American Indians were immigrants.
Well, you mentioned this in the last episode.
I mean, this is how stupid this man is.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
Well, this is the point. So, where is the substance? You know, and this rhetoric, I mean, it's interesting, you know, I've been reading about this. Of course, they come up through various countries from South America. And I thought that obviously these people would all be from South America somewhere, because you think of people coming across the English Channel to England have kind of come from our part of the globe, so from Africa then to Europe and then finally to here. And as we've said before, God knows why. I mean, even if everything else was good, the weather ain't all that. But hey, you would think in America it's all people coming from South American countries.
Mm.
But it isn't. It isn't a call.
Where are they coming from?
Well, the same places they're coming from the ones that are coming here. And for largely the same reasons. Unless, let's be about right, notwithstanding the impact that maybe social media has had on this, because there's all of a sudden these people, whether they say from Syria, where their places are bombed out, you know, and they look on social media, and they go, fuck me, it's nice there, isn't it? Yeah, there's buildings that are still upright there. Let's go there. Do you know what I mean? That's all right. They'll give us money there and a house. You know, obviously that's not true.
No, it's not true.
But, you know, this is what the smugglers tell them. When they put 50 in a boat, they go, no, it's fine. It'll take another 25 people yet. And then the boat sinks. You know, the point is a large amount of naivety. The grass is always greener mentality.
They pay a lot of money to get in those boats. Well, how much is it? 20,000?
Well, no, I saw something the other day, and they were interviewing this. There was this thing about this Vietnamese guy had been making money out of bringing Vietnamese people to Britain. You know how far away that is?
Mm.
You'd think you'd say, oh, let's get into Australia or let's get you in somewhere else. But they, and why? Because I thought Vietnam was now a modern country with, you know, I thought it was going well there, but evidently not, or not well enough. And people look at it and they go, oh, I want to come there. I've got some relatives in Hackney. Let me come there, you see. So, and they paid 20. This guy made, I think he'd be brought 50 over in less than a couple of years at about 20 grand apiece.
That's a lot of money.
Isn't it? You know, so it's a big business, but the same kind of people are going into the States, and they're not going, you know, it's not all.
Yeah, but the thing is,
they're not tackling the root causes.
They're not tackling the people smugglers. They said they've got a few people smugglers that they've arrested, but how do we know how much of that's true? We don't know that's true. They could be just saying that because the election here is happening, so they just want to kind of say they're doing something. You know, like they're saying that the next Rwanda flight is going out on the 4th of July. But if they don't get into government, that flight's not going to take place. So it's just nonsense.
Well, of course it is.
It's just absolutely nonsense. So, you know, how do we know that they could say anything?
Well, until the
making up numbers about how much tax Labour are paying. It's ridiculous.
Well, this is the problem, you see. It's all the lies that are told. And back to the presidential debate, what was clear was the amount of misinformation coming out of Trump's mouth. And that, to me, is the big issue. I don't really care how many burgers the president eats a day, in Trump's case. In Biden's case, I don't care if he fluffs and mumbles some of his sentences and words. People should give him the respect to give him a moment to gather them back together and not criticise him for it. What we need to hear is people make choices about substance. Because it's when you don't think about the substance and the people that you vote for, and we've said this before, it's the same with Farage. I mean, look at Farage this week. This is now...
How could you vote a reality star into the White House in the first place?
Well, you know, this is been a question.
It's like having Kim Kardashian as a vice president. I mean, really? Somebody from Love Island, like, you know, Joey Essex as prime minister.
Oh, please.
I mean, please, if it could happen to Trump.
Well, I suppose,
Joey,
no.
Essex from Love Island.
I suppose, you could get him
to be the prime minister.
I mean, let's face it, you could hire a monkey to do the job that Donald Trump did in The Apprentice, and the same goes for Alan Sugar here. You can hire a monkey to do that and point a finger and go, you're fired. Because the whole thing is bullshit anyway. I mean, if anybody puts any credence on this TV programme as any kind of reason for him. But of course, you have Ronald Reagan, and he was an actor, but he did have political background.
Yes, he did have
a lot of political background.
He did have some political background. Wasn't he a governor of one of the states before he became president?
He'd been the longest serving governor of California.
Yes, but he wasn't a very good one, was he? No, he wasn't. He did a lot of nasty things during his presidency and during when he was a governor.
Well, we won't go there because
no, it's too long.
And
there's too many things that he did wrong. So we don't want to go. I
don't expect all presidents, prime ministers, and the like to get everything right, but I do expect them to have a bit of contrition and a bit of sense to realise when they've made a mistake to put it right and be honest about it. Because you know what? When I listen to Trump, and good God, I don't really like listening to the man, all I hear out of him, I'm the greatest. I mean, he started talking about flaming golf. Although I thought Biden's reply was great. I'd challenge you to a golf match. I told you I'd challenge you to a golf match, but you'll have to carry your own bag, implying that he's not either fit enough to carry his own bag or he's too poncy to carry his own bag. But, you know, this whole thing. So who cares about their flaming golf? You know, whether they're scratched, whether they have a handicap of six. You know, I find the whole thing, it just is like, if I was Putin or all these other people sitting there watching that, I'd go, fucking hell, these are clowns, aren't they? You know what I mean?
That's why he likes President Trump, because he's a clown and he can manipulate that.
Well, you know, we had Russiagate and it came to nothing. Will it rear its ugly head again? Is there something in it? Is there smoke and fire? But the reality is, you know, all of those things aside, the bottom line, I don't buy the argument that the thing with Trump and the indictments is politically motivated from the Democratic Party.
It's not. It's nonsense.
It is truth catching up with the man.
They take they take their legal system very seriously.
Yeah.
So it's got nothing to do
with the debates.
It's got nothing to do with you know, them being politically motivated at all.
Did you like the format? The silenced microphone?
No, I didn't watch much of it. I just watched it after the reaction to it. So I didn't really watch much of it.
So there you go, folks.
I can't bear listening to that man's Trump's nonsense, rubbish that comes out of his mouth. I can't listen to him. Just frustrates me. I'm not going to go into it right now.
Yes, that's exactly it. And with Biden, I'll listen to the substance. And let's face it, folks, it means nothing to me from the point of view of voting, because we're sitting here in the UK and we're only looking from the outside in.
We've got our own
pondering.
Own election coming up this week.
Well, of course, and as we've been following it, the latest incarnation with the reform, as their popularity has, of course, gone down because
Who says that? Yeah.
Which has them, they've gone down.
What,
again.
A little bit?
Well, enough. Down to about 12 again.
Yeah, but 12%. Still a lot of people that support them.
Well, there's always a hardcore, it's like MAGA supporters, isn't it? There's always a hardcore, so it's like, you know, it's like the Ku Klux Klan. It ain't the fucking Boy Scouts. Do you know what I mean? There's always going to be, in every country, unfortunately, is some kind of hardcore of horribleness.
Mm.
You know, because it is to hold those views, is quite frankly, those kind of ideas and principles, is pretty repugnant. Yeah. But they're always, unfortunately, but the thing is, God help you, don't, for God's sake, give them any power. This is the dangerous part. And, but hey, I did think it was interesting. God help you in the next few months, of course, because yours drags on yet for what we got. We've got July, August, September, October. So another 4 months before they even get into the last hurdle, if you like, the last yard.
Yeah, more lies.
Whereas at least ours is over and done with next Thursday. And of course, worth mentioning, because of course we've got the French elections today.
Yes, Marine Le Pen. Oh my
yes,
God.
Macron calls this calling the bluff of the far right.
Yes, and her dad was, what was her dad's name?
Mr. Le Pen. Because she's a Marie Le Pen and a Henri Le Pen.
Yes, the Front National, which means a national front.
Yes.
Which means the same national front we had here back in the
beating
80s.
Beating up black people.
Back in the 80s.
Yes.
It's the national front.
Yeah.
That's what it means. People need to remember that.
Well, of course, I'm sure they haven't forgotten it.
Yeah, but some people tend to forget.
But is she married, Marine Le Pen?
I have no idea.
I hope she's not married to somebody called Biro.
Biro Le Pen. Biro Le Pen.
But anyway, they've got theirs today. Who do you think will win? Who'll come second?
Don't know.
It is pretty scary, actually.
Very scary.
No
idea.
It is, you know, it is, we've all got to stand up and take notice, because it's all going, at the moment, it's all going horribly wrong.
Yes, and the problem is some people don't want to vote.
Well,
and that's the worst thing.
Yeah, but you know,
I'm not going to vote. Well, good luck to you. When the wrong people get in and they do all the wrong things, then you'd be complaining. And you'd be going,
Biden in the debate said that Trump was whiny. We also called him, said he had the morals of an alley cat.
Yes, I heard that.
And despite the fact that Trump continued, the interesting thing before we go, continued to deny, as I said, his encounter with Stormy Daniels. But as I said, we go back at the end here to the question that he was asked about, should he lose the election? Would he abide by the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And he found it very difficult to answer it. And I think he was asked about three times.
Of course he's not going to
before
answer.
He finally said, yes, he would abide by the Constitution, and then threw in the line, as long as it was fair.
Really?
So, you know, this to me, you know, is... and that's why probably, going to your point about why some Republicans, or a lot of Republican senators, etc., governors are supporting him, is because, A, they want to win beyond anything at any cost. And rather than
rock the boat,
and the fact of the matter is, the idea and the notion that of having somebody in charge that is, you know, refuses to lose with honour and grace, and stick to the Constitution, which was hard fought for. They should be hanging their heads in shame, because pick some other guy. And while we're at it, maybe the Democrats, maybe Biden should be big enough and say, look, you know, okay, let some now take the reins. Yes, that's a bit
stand
more
down,
you know, honestly. You've done your job, and nobody will think any the worse for you. In fact, probably will garner a great deal of respect, recognising that maybe it's not the best plan. But hey, like I said, but it was interesting, wasn't it?
Yes.
The little bit you did watch.
It was interesting. I find that I'm interested in American politics because it's different to ours, and I'm just horrified by some of the adverts that come out.
Next week's show, what have we got on next week's show? Well, of course, we're going to be talking about the results of the English elections.
Then we'll know who's in power.
And
should be good.
And yes, and whether England's out of the Euros in the football. And on that note, it is very much a
Yes, man, the Euros.
And who should give a toss? Hey, I've got an interesting question for you, right? Do you think that Donald Trump had sex with Stormy Daniels?
I don't care, frankly.
Yeah, that's the point. Neither do I. All right, then, fellas, ladies, gentlemen.